Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Wednesday, the 29th day of August, 2012. We are going to give you the latest on the hurricane that is now flooding parts of Louisiana. And our reporter, our source, Charles, we've given his last name on air before during Katrina, but he had some political repercussions for it, so we won't give out his full name today. Charles, we talked to him a little bit before the show. His cell phone is just going to voicemail. He was scheduled to be on in about 10 minutes. He says a levee has broken. And Charles has been calling into the show for 14 years, since 1998. Everything he's ever reported to us has been dead on. They're reporting that one levee has had water go over the top of it. And that's not a big issue if it doesn't wash it out. But the main storm isn't even into land yet, and this could be bad. They've spent 14 to 15, they argue the numbers, billion, rebuilding the levee system. And there have been reports that the locals who got control of the money along with the feds, who divided it up, stole large portions of it, which is standard operating procedure. Hurricane Isaac soaks Gulf Coast, tests New Orleans levees. Is the headline out of Reuters today. And Isaac's winds test energy grid upgrades after Katrina. New tool for hurricane trackers is drones. We're going to be looking at that. In fact, I want to open the phones up for people in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area. If you'd like to join us on air, I'd like to find out specifically from you just quick reports on what you're seeing there in your area. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, last night on the nightly news, I had talk show host, author Steve Quayle on, who has a lot of sources dealing with martial law and things of that nature, and foreign troops training in the U.S., which has now been confirmed. I remember when he was talking about Russians training, and now it's admitted, just amazing. In the very area he said they were training in, Colorado, just before, years before it was actually admitted that that indeed had gone on. People said he made that up. He didn't. Steve is scheduled to be on with us in the second hour, along with Doug Hagman after that. But we just talked to Steve. He's needing to flip times with Hagman, so we're figuring out what's going on with that. That is all up in the air today now. And why is Hagman coming on? Hagman is a famous and private investigator. He does consult with state police, the feds, and others, and he has broken a lot of news in the past. So I believe that his federal law enforcement source, I'll just leave it at that, you know, we get Homeland Security documents and MIAC reports and things from our sources as well. But our sources have said they don't have specifics. They've just been told all hell will break loose in late October, early November. You've heard the police call in and break down crying from places like Austin, Texas, and St. Louis, Missouri, saying they've been told total collapse, something huge, get ready. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, we had the whistleblower from the Olympics, and it was later confirmed what he said. There was basically no security. It was all fake. There were troops. But they told him something big will happen at the end, and it didn't. So I want to be clear. That does not mean that this is all going to happen. But things go on high alert, basically. But we have seen Oklahoma City. We have seen things like 9/11. And the DHS source told Hagman, it's going hot. Obama false flag coming. And we're going to be getting into all of that today as well. That interview is up at Infowars.com from last night with Steve Quayle and Mr. Hagman, Doug Hagman. That is all up on Infowars.com right now. DHS source, it's going hot. Obama false flag coming. That's in the featured news of InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, another worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. I am your host, Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are going to be covering the fact today that Ron Paul did get blocked out of the delegate process so that it could not be revealed that he had a very strong showing. Ron Paul, of course, has now gone public with the fact, we already knew this, it was clear, that he was offered a speaking slot if it could be pre-approved by the Republican Party, by Mitt Romney's people, and Ron Paul would not do that. Rand Paul obviously did, so that he could have a speaking slot, and Rand Paul's positioning himself to be able to run for president and probably win down the road. Certainly better than somebody like a Barack Obama. I would love to have Rand Paul as president compared to somebody like Barack Obama. But at the same time, there's obviously a video clip up at Infowars.com that breaks down hot mic catches Republican praising censorship of Ron Paul. And Paul Watson's article says, well, obviously it wasn't on purpose, because then they reread the delegates for Ron Paul. But one time the audio is completely off while they're doing it, getting to Ron Paul. And then again, right when they say Ron Paul, the second time it fades down. And then the chair lady who's up there says, say that again. No one could hear it. And they say it again, and you can finally hear delegates for Ron Paul. But before that happens, you hear somebody laughing going, good job, whoever's running the mic, cutting that off. You hear other people going, and this is this attitude. We saw that in Iowa. We saw that unfold in Iowa, where we had the Republicans bragging, even on radio shows, look, the fix is in. Doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins, he's going to be dealt with. And sure enough, there was fraud. And then there was fraud in Maine. And then there was fraud everywhere else. And so the issue is, A, Ron Paul, in my view, did not complain enough about that. He didn't want to look like a sore loser. But, I mean, when it's fraud, it's fraud. You've got to expose it. And at the same time, as well, I think, you know, Ron Paul did kind of go along with Rand and not make a big issue out of the fact that his delegates were being shut down so that Rand would get a speaking slot. And these speaking slots are not that big a deal nowadays, unless it's the vice president or president's speech. So there's still this love affair with mainstream television or mainstream airtime. I have been on basically everything. True TV, Discovery Channel, History Channel, HBO, Trio. I've been in films in major movie theaters nationwide with major movie stars. I have been on the cover of magazines, the cover story in magazines, you name it. And I'm telling you, mainstream television is not what it used to be. I will say, when I went on The View, I got a huge response, because that thing does have like 10, 15 million viewers. But I've been on Geraldo Rivera. I've been on it all. I mean, hundreds of things. To the point of now, I don't even return phone calls most of the time when the BBC calls or Fox News calls or CNN calls. I mean, I don't even return their calls to go on. In fact, Chris, who's one of the producers, I guess head producer in there trying to organize everything, now he's like, okay, here's the BBC. Okay, here's this, here's that. And I'm like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it anymore. I mean, I'm really getting to the point where what's the point of having History Channel, Discovery Channel, PBS here? What's the point of having the CBC here? What is the point? What is the point? And I'm not going off into a tangent bragging that, hey, I've been, you know, all over the media. I've been everywhere, man. My point is, I don't get the absolute groveling that people go through to get on television. Here's an example. I've had people starry-eyed go, oh, you were on Andrew Napolitano's Fox News show. Wow. They mentioned you on Freedom Watch back when that was on. And Andrew Napolitano's a nice guy. He's an intelligent guy. I really like him. But the show on Fox Business was number two on there, and it had 150,000 viewers. I mean, that's nothing. Fox Business doesn't have a lot of viewers. The biggest Fox TV shows have 3 million viewers. Bill O'Reilly. By the time Beck left, he was down to 2 million or less. I am just tired of Emperor's New Clothes. I mean, I'm really sick of it. I'm really tired of it. I remember I was in New York to go on The View and CNN and a bunch of other shows last year. Barely went because I had like five shows lined up. And I thought, all right, they'll fly me to New York for The View. I'll do all these other shows. The View said, we're not going to fly you first class. I said, I'm not coming then. Because I didn't even figure they'd put me on. I said, okay, well, nice talking to you. And they called. They said, fine. They called back an hour later. They go, you're really saying no to The View. And I said, yeah, I don't care. So they go, okay, you get your first class ticket. You know, you get your nonstop. Just because I'm not going to be, they will get you the cheapest airplane and land you three times. You'll waste a whole day. You might not even get there half the time with their storms. You get there, and I just don't want to be around it. All the fake people, all the desperate producers and people running around, you know, groveling to a bunch of nobodies like Barbara Walters. I mean, I don't care. And so my whole issue is I don't get jumping through a bunch of Republican hoops to get on the national convention. Whoop-dee-doo. I mean, my point is the old system really is a joke. It really is a legend in its own mind. Now, I'll stay up all night to go on Coast to Coast AM. You know why? Because it's got about 6 million listeners an hour. 6 million listeners an hour, upwards of 16 million listeners a night. I can go on that show and watch an additional million people visit Infowars.com on top of the million that already visited every day. The Drudge Report links to it, links to us. 500,000 if it's a little link down at the bottom. But it's a top link. We've seen 3 million additional visitors off one link at DrudgeReport.com. That's media. That's power. So, I mean, I'm here to tell you what has power. Big talk radio shows and things like DrudgeReport.com. That's it. And then down the chain, Infowars.com. And I've got all this news, all this information to cover. I will be honest, I've been jogging more and starting to do some weightlifting, and I think I pulled a muscle in my back, so I'm in excruciating pain right now. It hurts to even breathe, but I'm going to maintain here today. If I sound a little bit distracted, please don't call in and tell me you feel sorry for me. I'm just telling you so that if I sound a little bit out of it here and there, it's because I've got a muscle that's pulled or sprained in my back. Might need to lay off swimming 2 miles in icy water and the big natural spring here in town. I don't even know why I went off into that. I'm just so sick of the marveling at things that are a joke. It's just, and the way people take themselves so seriously and the way they're legends in their own minds. I mean, if you look at Media Matters run by the White House and George Soros on record or Think Progress run by the same parties, they sit there and arbitrate to everyone and say they're in charge of reality and say they're nonpartisan and not connected to George Soros when they're publicly financed by him in the White House. Total deception, total lies, sworn in their own memos to infiltrate free press and destroy it. White House transition chief is the head of it, of Think Progress. And they sit there and pretend like they control reality. And that's where MSNBC gets its talking points. The biggest shows on MSNBC say they have 800,000 viewers. And it came out in Nielsen ratings. The minute I saw the headline that Nielsen had been caught faking ratings for money, I said, when I read this, it's going to be MSNBC. And I read the article, and MSNBC was one of the culprits with fake ratings. They don't even have 800,000 viewers at a time. I mean, these people are a joke. But they're arrogant legends in their own minds. Listen, it's over for the ruling elite. It's over for the Federal Reserve crowd. It's over for the kleptocracy bankers. It's over. They want to sick the giant welfare class that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces in many cases against those of us that are still producers. They want to bring in socialism at the grassroots and have their corporate global fascism that's exempt from all their own regulations offshore. They want to try to get our guns. They want to try to brainwash our kids in schools. They want to try to get all this stuff done. It's dead on arrival. You're seeing the beginning of the end of these people. They can censor the web. They can come in and shut people down. It's over. Even if there's no one there to rival you because you destroy all the alternative media or infiltrate it and take it down, no one believes you. No one likes you. You're a fraud wrapped in a scam with an icing of baloney. And that's all I have to say. I don't want anything to do with a sinking, rotting establishment that is on its way out. The zombie banks, all of it, are just that. Reanimated dead corpses of a political dead system that is only still crawling because you suck off of the productive people. We'll get into the hurricane, a ton of news. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, Charles, who's been one of our sources for 14 years in Louisiana, always an impeccable source, is in the hurricane in Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana, and said that the levee has broken there. But that was about 10 minutes before the show. He said there's people on top of their houses. He was there helping them with the fire department and that he was going to get back with us. Now the cell phone goes right to voicemail, looking like we've lost cell phone service. So if anybody's in Plaquemine and has got a phone and can confirm this or tell us what you're seeing, you know, they're reporting in some areas the water's gone over levees. This is as the real bulk of the hurricane goes on shore now. And pray for folks in Louisiana because they don't just have the water to worry about. The feds love any excuse to come and raid homes and rob and loot and steal guns. The police in the area obviously will enjoy robbing your homes, raping your wife or daughters. And robbing jewelry stores and Walmart. So government is obviously going to be the big whammy, not just the hurricane. Talking to Charles last night, though, about what he witnessed back in 7 years ago in Katrina to the day, he said police from all over the U.S. were leaving as they watched the New Orleans police robbing people and making women show their breasts for water and other things. So I'm not saying police nationwide act like this, but definitely super bad news in areas of Louisiana, which I just don't understand how anybody could act like that. But I guess they're criminals. I mean, I guess that's what criminals do. So we're going to be going over all of that. Hurricane Isaac pounds Louisiana. Water pours over levee. I got to say, though, if I was a cop or even a citizen and saw cops doing that, why'd the police from Texas and other areas just leave when they saw the police looting and busting in doors and breaking old women's jaws? I would have stopped them. I mean, don't you have a duty to stop someone committing a crime? So I guess I can't say they're good. Of course, I haven't been in that situation, so I probably shouldn't judge them. I just don't know how we've gotten to this point where we just sit there and like, oh, well, you're evil, so you'll be the boss, and we won't challenge what you're doing. Hurricane Isaac pounds Louisiana. Water pours over levee. This is out of USA Today. Just came out again in the last hour. They pounded Louisiana with heavy rains and damaging winds today, as forecasters said the storm surge and serious flooding will likely continue through the night. Isaac was still maintaining Category 1 hurricane strength, but just barely, with sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. Well, that's the thing. If it stalls over Louisiana, look out. It'd be better, many experts say, if it just kept barreling on through and disseminating its water evenly, not all in one spot. The National Hurricane Service Center reported it was located directly over Houma, Louisiana, which is about 45 miles southwest of New Orleans. Southwest. So it's dumping water right on New Orleans. The storm was crawling to the northwest at just 6 miles an hour. That is bad news. That is bad news. They report upwards of 14 plus billion spent on the repair and expansion of the levees. Well, there's a reason the people in the rural areas have houses on stilts that are cheap. It's so they get destroyed, they're not out of luck. But New Orleans has been sinking since they built it 400 years ago. It's one of the oldest cities in the United States, North America, Western cities. And all I can say is New Orleans may not be savable long term. I know there's globalist plans to move everybody out of there and so they can turn it into a big industrial zone. And I'm not saying that that is a good idea, but I think they should say, you know, that people need to build houses on stilts and things. But instead, the feds are going to come in there and take everybody's guns if these levees break. And again, he talked to the producer, our producer, about 10 minutes before airtime, Plaquemine Parrish, and was waiting. Charles, we know his last name. He's one of our good sources, but he's got family in law enforcement. We'll just leave it at that. And in the fire department, we're not going to say who he is, because last time he said his name, there was a bunch of repercussions with his family and others. Well, he exposed the police shooting and killing people trying to get out of the city. So it was his original reports that helped bring some of those folks to justice. So he's a very good source. And Chris is emphatic. He said, waiting to get on the air, I should have just recorded it right before the show when we had him. The Plaquemine Parrish levee is broken. Now, I don't know. That's what Charles said. And he's been on a caller for 14 years, reporting stuff for us for 7. So we'll find out what's happening with that. Okay, I got a bunch of other news. Of course, new Navy SEAL lies dealing with Obama. We've got a bunch of other news on false flags from DHS sources. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. And then, of course, we come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live Central. And there is InfoWars Nightly News as well. InfoWars Nightly News. Gotta love that guitar, I'm sorry. Right there. Continuing 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars at Nightly News that you can watch at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I mentioned this several times in the last few days, but never even really got into it. But I will coming up in a moment because it dovetails with several issues. Scientists successfully hack brain to obtain private data. Cyborg tissue in half living cells, half electronics, really chilling. But first, this new report that just came out yesterday, a pill that treats and tells. Now, I remember 2 years ago, we published a Natural News article, we posted it, talking about patents for pills with microchips and saying they would use this and put it in all pills to make people you know, only take pills that have the tracker chips so we can be surveilled. And we got contacted by the PR firm of the big pharma company saying, that's inaccurate, take that down. We're not going to, you know, make people take these pills. And, of course, we refused and kept the story up. But my point is that they're like, oh, no, this won't ever be used to you know, force you all to ingest tiny microchips so that we can track what you're taking and what you're doing. But then sure enough now, there's a whole bunch of companies coming out with all of this information. Yeah, that was the story right there that Mike Adams did at naturalnews.com. We had it up at Infowars.com. Big Pharma to begin microchipping drugs. And they went absolutely ape over that. Well, now it's a whole bunch of companies. And here it is in Reuters. Let me just cover it now since I mentioned it. If you have trouble remembering whether you took your pills on time, your medicine may soon have the answer for you. Oh, isn't that nice? I don't need to even remember anything. Who needs to know how to do math? I have a calculator. Who needs to walk? I can, you know, just have robot legs. Of course, all this has government back doors in it. Pills for anything from common cold to diabetes or cancer can be embedded with a tiny ingestible chips. Yeah, that are going in all the major products, too, which they admit at the big consortium meetings for the RFID is called smart dust, so they can track everything in real time, not just your cell phone, but everything, and have the smart meters. Even if you don't have one in your house, they have smart meters that read your meter, where those will now interface with all your devices, including these. It's all admitted. They have whole maps of MIT of how they're going to control us and track us and decide how hot your house can be or how cold. The digital feedback technology devised by Redwood City, California-based Protus Digital Health, Inc., there's a whole bunch of these companies, can also prompt patients to take their medication and even ask them to take a walk if they have been active too long. Oh, great! It bosses you around! Yeah, I saw an article 5 years ago out of a Florida paper. Remember exactly where. The point is, it was all over the news. You've seen it. Where the government gives grants to old people to live in these managed communities where their everything in their refrigerator is tracked. There's smart meters on the house. And then it tells them when to eat. It makes sure they're eating. There's a computer talking to you like the HAL 9000. This is all being designed to control us. A surveillance prison. The head of the CIA said it 4 months ago. He said, yeah, we're watching you through your appliances. You try to go buy new appliances, all of them are the new smart appliances that, oh, it ties into your smart meter and your smart house. Hey, I don't want that. They're super annoying, incredibly annoying, and you're being tracked because when you go buy the dishwasher, you go buy the computer, the cell phone, the clock radio, you're paying in the cost for the tech mandated to be put in there to track you. And I've talked to a lot of different top scientists on this subject, and they've pointed out that a big part of this surveillance system is why a lot of tech doesn't work well. It's why Microsoft products don't work well, because it doesn't work well because it's got so many back doors in it. It's sending data back the entire time to Microsoft, back to Google. I mean, Google admits they got caught. I told you they were doing this years ago. I told you they were set up by the NSA and CIA in 1998. That's all come out in mainstream news. We had a CIA retired agent on who got so many threats over it, he's refused to ever come back on, David Steele. In fact, I want to get David Steele back on. He said maybe later. Hadn't been on in like 5 years. I want him back on. And Dr. Stallman said he would come back on when he got back from Europe and China trip, one of the inventors of open source. He doesn't like to call it Linux. He calls it something else when you use that term. I'm not really a tech guy. The point is, yeah, GNU. The point is that this is a takeover. Okay, so and the media always acts like I'm anti-science. No, it's the opposite. I love technology. I love aircraft. I love cars, I love tech, I love smartphones, I love it. But I don't like the fact that it's all designed to track and control me and back doors are built into it that I'm paying for. You're paying for the technology that's put in there mandated by the different Telecommunications Act. And by the way, we're under a global government already to a great extent. This is standardized worldwide. You know, you've finally seen a big hubbub made about the Chinese tech built with all these back doors. Guys, you put that on screen, people won't believe it. That almost all the microchips made in China have back doors built in it. And all these Republican senators have gotten upset, want an investigation, because there's spy tech in the B-2 bombers, and there's spy tech in the new, you know, F-18s, and there's spy tech in the new helicopters and kill switches. And the Chinese came out and said, these are specifications you requested. I'm not defending the communist Chinese leadership. The point is that that's global. It's not just the Chinese that are building tech with kill switches and back doors. It's all got it. It's all got it because the globalists want it in there. Yeah, there it is. DefenseTech.org. Proof that military chips from China are infected. Security backdoor found in China-made U.S. military chip. Information age. Backdoor in made-in-China computer chips threatens U.S. military. Taipei Times. Backdoor found in Chinese-made U.S. chips. /. InfoWars. Security backdoor found in Chinese-made U.S. chips. Alex Jones. On and on and on and on and on and on. Now, like, where is my stupid tracker phone? This little piece of technology where I can check the weather when I'm out on the road, where I can keep in touch with my family, where I can shoot videos and upload them on the road of what's going on, it's a great double-edged sword. Just like Facebook. Hey, we know it's an enemy platform. We use it because that's where the battle is. If you won't engage in the battle space, you're going to lose very quickly. But you better be aware of the battle space. And all of you out there that are in PSYOP who think you're so cool, you're a victim of your own PSYOP. This system, in their own words, plans on killing you and your family once this is in place. So that is so foolish to think that you're on a winning team just because you know all of this. What, does it make it okay that you know that there's a global government forming and sending its electronic tentacles into everything to track and control society and turn off resources and then start systematic soft kill operations? They're going to accelerate those. I mean, if you think that's cute and funny, if you think it's, I mean, look right here. Keep showing this every day the last couple of months. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. Fox News, food consumer, you name it. Reduces IQ massively, 10 to 20 points depending on what variant of type of fluoride and how much. Depending on the city, and causes massive cancer increases and all sorts of other nasty things. They do this in the 20s. Again, did you get a memo, PSYOP officers in corporations and in the Marines and in the Army and in the Department of Defense and at DARPA? Did you get a memo not to drink this? The answer is no, you didn't get a memo, you idiots. What, you think you're going to sell out to a technocracy that's killing people and letting the troops use DU? That's a death sentence. But you're going to play along in the system and get your pension and go play golf? You're idiots. You're morons. You cannot make a deal with an evil of this magnitude. And it just goes on to say doctors want everybody to have all pills, over-the-counter, you name it, need to have chips so they can monitor you and track you because of drug abuse. Yeah, they push all their toxic drugs on people, get them addicted, and now say everybody's got to eat microchips. They've already found most Americans that are having autopsies done already have nanotech in their brain. Oh, you think that's an accident? They've already got vaccines introduced and tests on troops that are coming back like zombies that wipe out emotion. Your free will destroyed, basically lobotomized. They call it the anti-stress vaccine. The point of this technology is not to say you're being a bad patient. The point is to have accurate data. So, and that's the doublespeak. It is saying we're going to track you as a patient. Co-founder of the company, Chief Medical Officer George Savage, said, the swallower sensor is linked to a skin patch worn in a patient's torso, which captured the report sent by the sensor about the size of a grain of salt. The sensor has no battery or antenna and is activated when it gets wet from stomach juices. That completes a circuit between coatings of copper and magnesium on the other side, generating a tiny electrical voltage for a few minutes. This is just the first gen of all this. And it goes through basically making the patients all take these and where all that's going. Let me add, too, this is all quack stuff. Just like they've proven the lie detectors are a fraud, they now have these brain scans at airports saying, you know, you're a killer, or you're this or that. That's all a fraud. A scientist successfully hacked brain to obtain private data. It sounds like something out of a Johnny Mnemonic, but scientists have successfully been able to hack a brain with a device that's easily available on the open market. Researchers from the University of California, University of Oxford in Geneva figured out a way to pluck sensitive information from a person's head, such as PIN numbers and bank information. And it goes over it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop right there. Let me tell you how to hack the brain. The Pentagon actually has documents called Hacking the Brain. The Brain Has No Firewalls from the 80s. Look it up. Full Spectrum Dominance, The Brain and Beyond. Just look it up. Your eyes are brain tissue. They grew out of your brain in the embryonic development. It hacks the brain when you look at something. Your brain is now accessing that information. You show a man an attractive naked woman, it hacks the brain. You show somebody images of ice water when they're in the desert, it hacks the brain. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, the brain doesn't have firewalls. It's wide open. When you're on an unconscious mode and just accept everything you're being told, in a jellyfish mode, suspended disbelief, you are wide open to anything and everything. Now, coming up when we get Doug Hagman, private investigator, advisor to police, military, you name it, when we get Hagman on, his source, NDHS, is saying Obama is, quote, going hot with a false flag. And then we got Steve Quayle joining us to expand on that. We'll also intersperse a lot of other news, but let me just put this out for you right now. There have been four different Democratic Party fundraising memos that went out saying, don't worry, even if the Republican nominee ends up beating Obama in polls, there's just going to be a staged event. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City or 9/11. We're going to blame it on the Tea Party. Also, Robert Shapiro, the famous lawyer, Clinton and Obama advisor, wrote that in the Financial Times of London. He said, without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, Obama's gone. Yeah, I mean, they say they're neck and neck, Obama and Romney. And sure, it doesn't matter at one level, but the system, the crime syndicate behind Obama wants to stay in power. Okay? And when they openly say, without a terror attack, we're done. You have to look at that and say, wow, they may do this. And they've been setting the stage now to shift from Al-Qaeda to domestic groups in the media since I've been reporting this the last 3 years and since Glenn Beck a year and a half ago, right before he left Fox News, warned people that they were preparing to blame him. Well, if you actually read Media Matters, it's me and Beck and anybody else they don't like. And even though Beck is somewhat controlled opposition from the right-wing quarter, because the globalists have to have a right wing to control, still the real heart of the global system is what they'd call liberal. It's not liberal at all, but that's the core of the ideology, is what we know of as establishment liberals. So they see people from Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and then going out more towards real media, you know, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, they see us as in one camp and are going after us. So I want to play this clip here of Glenn Beck a year and a half ago, talking about how they're talking about staging events. Here it is.
Why does the left need this violence? Well, listen to a clip from a Democratic pollster, Mark Penn, happened just the other day, and yet no one pays attention to it. How can the left win the country? Watch.
Cabinets don't really sell things. The president himself has to reconnect with the people. Remember, President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right
because
now,
the
he seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind of
event. You think words will work for... Obama needs a similar kind of event. Oh, not like Oklahoma City. If only Barack Obama could have the opportunity to speak to America after another Oklahoma City-type event, then he'll politically be in good shape. Wow. Now, according to Drummond Pike, the founder of Tides, who, Drummond, I hope you watch this week because, oh, it's all coming undone this week. I will be the guy who causes the next Oklahoma City. This is in a letter, an appeal to advertisers of Fox, dear Fox advertisers, read this part of it. No one, left, right, center, wants to see another Oklahoma City. The next assassin may succeed. If so, there will be blood on many hands. They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it. But don't you miss Wednesday's show where I show you violence and the pressure.
Again, the reason I show you this is I've pioneered exposing the false flag for 17 years. That's why I got into media, was I knew Oklahoma City was a staged event. Because I saw the newscasts that were aired here locally. People got the tapes from Oklahoma. I watched them on Access Television. That was the last straw. The point is, it's good news that now Larry Pratt's come out and said Obama could be staging these shootings because he staged Fast and Furious. People wouldn't even be able to recognize Fast and Furious as a false flag if we hadn't done this, and if you hadn't got the word out. Now Michael Savage talks like this. Glenn Beck does. Rush Limbaugh does. This is what will stop false flag, is recognizing it exists. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we have private investigator, advisor to state police, the feds, you name it. And I found he's got some pretty good information. Doug Hagman, he's got a Homeland Security source that dovetails with all the police officers you've heard call in and say all Hades, they've been told, is going to break loose in late October, early November. October surprise. Is that the Iran war? Staged terror attacks where Homeland Security claims the Tea Party's working with Iran? They are now saying that in Army reports. Iran and Al-Qaeda, and you're like, that's ridiculous. Well, that's because you're a Tea Party person, and you know how Islamophobic they are. I mean, you can use that term. I mean, the average Tea Party person thinks Muslims are hiding under the table. That new 2016 movie that's out basically says Obama's a secret Muslim who's anti-colonial, is selling us out to him. Homeland Security says, I mean, this is scrambled PSYOP, that group is working with the Muslims. Hey, let me tell you, they blow up a city and say it, the general public will get in line. Some Tea Party people will denounce their neighbor who's Tea Party and say, they must be Al-Qaeda too. Don't put anything past them, because see, people get caught up in the hype. They get caught up in the pageantry of putting the American flags out and getting all angry, and it's all over the news and it's exciting. We got hit by terrorists. I mean, it's like a little sick event, just like 9/11 and other events were staged. And we will lose our country with this fake terror if we don't wake up to it. Because it isn't just Obama that ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. And it isn't just Clinton that staged Oklahoma City. The evidence is legion. Okay? It's a lot bigger than that. The globalists that control our government are financing and protecting terrorists. Just like with NATO running Al-Qaeda right now. Publicly. And taking families and threatening to kill their kids if daddy doesn't drive a truck into the police checkpoint. Full of explosives. And then they get on the news and say, the citizens are so mad they're suicide bombing Assad. Foreigners out of Saudi Arabia, backed by our criminal government, which is an illegitimate criminal enterprise now, are suicide bombing with Al-Qaeda. While saying the Tea Party, the army is being taught, is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. I know this sounds crazy, because it is. The globalists are going into a takeover phase right now, the likes of which I've never seen. So when our guest says DHS is going hot, Obama false flag coming, I think I'm going to Twitter out that video from last night. It's so important. It's on Infowars.com. We better look out. Now, here's Michael Savage 2 years ago. Love him or hate him, I appreciate the courage here to come out and say this. He said this 5 times I know of, because the clips are on YouTube, that you look out, the White House close to the election, if they get in trouble, will stage a Reichstag false flag. Here it is.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you, as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy. And the
And he goes on to say he thinks ear gun trained terrorists are in the White House, and then lists some of the people. That's, of course, was the group that used terrorism to create Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is the White House advisors are all saying this. That's why Savage was warning, because when they start openly bragging, basically this broadcast, if I'm proud of anything, forced this out in the open, so made it safer for other people to talk about it. Now, Hagman's law enforcement source in the federal government, I'll just leave it at that, is saying that they're decided to go hot, that Obama is going to stage a false flag. He's even got names. So we are going to go to break and come back with him and go over this. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up on the other side of this break, we're going to be joined by Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network and his Homeland Security source, federal law enforcement level, said that they've been told something big in late October, early November, probably a false flag. And they said early on it looked like they were trying to start a race war. We know the White House has been caught doing that. That failed, though, with the whole Trayvon Martin thing because the truth came out. I'm sad they used that poor young man's death to try to get it going. But the article is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the featured news area, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I believe this can be stopped. And, you know, I've listened to Hagman for years when he's on syndicated radio shows and TV. I followed him. What his source is giving him fits the MO I have. And I think Hagman's a good guy. I am not saying that there is going to be a big false flag, but you better know, you better understand that if we don't talk about it and if we don't expose it, the likelihood of it is amplified. I mean, we had that guest on who it turned out was a famous TV presenter, producer. We knew who he was. But it came out in the news that he had infiltrated, gotten a security job at the Olympics, and they were teaching him that there would be a terror attack. And I said at the time, that doesn't mean there's going to be one. They do that to gauge people and hype up fear. But there could have been an event if we hadn't exposed it. I mean, the British government, with an MI6 asset, a SWAT, did stage 7-7. That even came out on Associated Press, Fox News. Former Justice Department official Loftus, John Loftus, went public with that. And that came out in the London Telegraph. But this is always months after something it comes out. So government's got the underwear bomber on the plane, the shoe bomber on the plane. That all came out on C-SPAN and congressional testimony. All of this is very, very real, and all of this is a real threat. And you've got all these White House advisors. I just played you clips of them talking about it, even on Hardball. A mass shooting will help us connect. A huge terror attack will help the president connect. Hey, Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected. We need another one. Don't worry, fundraisers. You know, if it looks like Obama's down, there's going to be an event. We're going to blame it on our enemies. I mean, this is so transparent. We would be insane. I'm going to recap this when we come back. It's so important. We would be insane to not be looking at this. So I'm going to send that 15-minute video out because it's already out there. You're about to hear more in an in-depth interview with Doug Hagman. But I'm going to send that interview out at Real Alex Jones there on Twitter. Real Alex Jones, again, is twitter.com/Real Alex Jones. You can also go to Infowars.com and click on the social media link and find our links to our official Facebook, our Twitter, all of it there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you're not following us there on Twitter, during this break, I am going to send the link out via my little government tracking device here to everyone, because it is so incredibly important. In fact, people show a document cam shot right here. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I am going to go to the link. Has it already rolled off the front page? I want to make sure that's put back on the front page, that interview that we did last night. It's already scrolled off into the breaking news link. You want to go to the breaking news link, or the top stories link will also take you there find that link for everybody. In fact, you go to top stories is probably the best place to find that, and that's where all the featured news that scrolls off goes. But we're going to get that out to everybody. Now, there it is, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama false flag coming. I'm going to take that video and text. I'm going to send it out on my Twitter right now. Real Alex Jones there. You can sign up by going to the icon for Twitter right there and visiting that.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of resistance to tyranny. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern. Also blasting out on XM 166 and over 115 AM and FM stations. I am Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, the capital city of Texas, Austin. Now, if you just joined us, earlier I was breaking down and playing clips of Michael Savage, the talk show host, saying he believes Obama will stage a terror attack before the election to stay in power. We played a clip of Glenn Beck that didn't get any national news when he did it, saying Obama will stage terror attacks to get reelected, or his handlers will. That didn't get attention because they don't want to attack him on that. Kind of like they attacked Dave Mustaine at first for saying, hey, they staged Fast and Furious. They could be staging these. When he didn't apologize, they dropped it. Because they don't want to go there. You have four different White House advisors sending out letters to fundraisers, but also letters to sponsors, and in the Financial Times of London saying, if we have a terror attack, it can be blamed on our enemies. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They say, without an Oklahoma City, without a 9/11, Robert Shapiro, I read the quotes last hour if you just joined us, said, we need a terror attack or Obama won't get reelected. If you don't believe me, just type it into a search engine. If you just joined us, I know there's listeners joining us every minute. Just type in. In fact, let's do it on Google in front of everybody. There's my Twitter on screen if you're watching on prisonplanet.tv. Obama gives stage terror green light. Now, that doesn't mean we can't put the light back on red, but that's what Mr. Hagman's sources are saying. That's what my sources are saying. That's why we're about to get into all of this. So this information is in everyone's face, and all you got to do is type into the NSA search engine, Google, Obama advisors say false flag will get Obama reelected, and you will get not just Infowars.com, you'll get Financial Times of London. You'll get Hardball. I mean, I just put the clip of them on Hardball saying a shooting will help the president reconnect. That was a year ago. They constantly say it. There's so many instances of it. They say this like we're idiots. They say this like we're morons. And then the media every once in a while will attack those of us that point out they're saying it. It's like, hey, here's the elephant sitting on us in the living room. These guys have a pension. They got caught in Fast and Furious staging a false flag. You know, take Larry Pratt. He was on my show right after those shootings happened. He said, Alex, I used to think you were wrong, but they got caught in a false flag of Fast and Furious, so we've got to look at these being staged, and witnesses say multiple shooters in both events. Of course, they're staging it. I mean, they'll stage other events. They've got the motive, the timing, the UN treaty. They're doing it. I'm not up here risking my life for nothing. I want freedom in my time, not just for my children. I was offered 12 years ago and 10 years ago and 8 years ago, big national shows, if I would just cool all this. I could have been the big neocon queen like Glenn Beck. And I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. The point is, is that, you know, Darth Vader was good as well. I mean, I think he actually has woke up some. That's why they're trying to push him off the air. The issue here is that there's good still in most of us, and we need to decide which angels we're going to follow, our lesser angels or the angels of God. We've got to decide if we're for good or for evil. There's two different things in this world. There's good and there's bad. And which side do you choose? Well, I choose good. Judge Smells would say good, very good, because, got to throw Caddyshack in there, because, I mean, you're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't get up here and say all of this because it's fun. I don't get up here when I get death threats and physically attacked and IRS harassment and all the rest of it because I just want to have fun and scare the daylights out of people. I have to say, so many guests years ago that I thought were too extreme, they've turned out to be right in many cases, which I don't like. I'm not happy we're being proven right. Should I play Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, saying they're going to stage false flags? It's not just me saying it. Or more importantly, should I read the Financial Times of London again to you? Should I play clips of Hardball saying it? My question is, why do they think we're so dumb that they say Oklahoma City got Bill Clinton reelected? Barring that, President Obama will not be reelected. Don't worry, there'll be an event, and we'll blame it on the returning veterans, gun owners, and libertarians and conservatives, but not the mainline conservatives. They're just actually globalist operatives. That's how they control the country, is by controlling the opposition. I mean, when they're doing this, when they're saying this, we have a real issue. Now, Steve Quayle, who co-hosts shows with Doug Hagman, is going to be on with us in the next hour. We'll have Doug run over a little bit because I know Steve may have some questions for him. But Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com is coming on. Doug Hagman is coming on right now. He's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of a multi-state licensed private investigative agency serving many Fortune 500 clients, 27-year veteran of conducting investigations in the private sector. He's logged 50,000 hours of covert surveillance in his career and is the author of Tactical Surveillance, a bestseller. He is a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association and possesses many law enforcement-related training certificates and certifications. He has been used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, as well as the Pennsylvania and New York State police agencies. Hagman has performed 8,000 civil and criminal investigations. He's also a frequent expert witness throughout the United States. He's also certified in the forensic discipline of bloodstain pattern analysis. I'm not going to read all of his bio. It goes on and on, but he's been on Fox News, everything, Associated Press, Reuters, Coast to Coast AM, and this show. And he joins us right now on the broadcast to break down his source. And here's the headline if you want to see his, because this is already out. It's already in a video form from last night's InfoWars Nightly News. You can get it. I just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones at Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We're also getting a bunch of calls asking how to sign up for the free newsletter that we send you free copies of the new newspaper in. It's InfoWars.com/newsletter. The network is being inundated with calls. Infowars.com/newsletter. I'm sorry we can't give you free hard copies. We sell them at cost. They sold out in 36 hours, 36,000 copies. We kept back 4,000. But we printed 90,000, but 50,000 on the streets of Austin. The point is that you can get it free at Infowars.com/newsletter. We're going to this format of our news that's emailed because our expert people we've talked to at the highest levels in government, out of government, say they'll never be able to really stop an email if we have your address. It'll be very hard down the road if they clamp down on stuff. If any internet's left up, we'll still be able to get you emails. So if you want to stay in contact, Infowars.com/newsletter. And we'll always be able to get you Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com one way or another. Okay, Doug Hagman joins us, DHS source. It's going hot. Obama faces the prospect of not being reelected. So the word is they've green-lighted the stage terror. They're going hot. Now, that doesn't mean we can't stop it because you've heard the police officers of the show. You've heard our sources. They've been told it's coming in late October, early November. That does not mean it's going to happen. They could be doing this as a psyop, or they could be doing it as a poison pill with the NSA to see who spreads it in agencies. They admit they do that. Or they could be testing to see if we get upset and warn people, or we could back them off. But I believe Doug Hagman's source. I know he has these sources. Doug, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but recap what your source told you right now, and specifically where you see this going in the time frame he gave you. Doug Hagman, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me. The time frame, let's address that first. Within the next 60 days, any time within the next 60 days, two different scenarios. One, if something would happen, whether it's economical, whether it's as a result of, we'll say, the Middle East becoming explosive all of a sudden, or some other event out of the direct control of this group of people within this regime, the Obama regime, then, of course, they will roll with that and attempt to exploit that. After all, that's the best way to do it. Let something happen. Let's exploit the situation. That way, we don't have our hands dirty, necessarily. The other alternative, and this is what my source inside with access to high levels at DHS said, is this. Sometime between now and the election, with emphasis on the week 10 days before the election, optimum time, they would stage a false flag type of operation. Now this is only known to a very compartmentalized, very small group of people. The go signal that we're talking about is coming from, of all people, Valerie Jarrett. There's also, I've heard other people, including, now again, this is allegedly from Valerie Jarrett, and allegedly from people such as Leo Gerard, head of labor union. They're all working together to advance this operation. Well, what is this operation? It's according to my source, it could be one of perhaps three areas. One could be an operation, something that will elicit sympathy and empathy for the president himself, and will depict the white guys with guns, with Bibles, conservative, pro-life, pro-constitution as the aggressors. That's what we're looking at as perhaps the most likely scenario.
And I'll tell you what's shocking about this. We're going to break, come back, we'll get into full detail with our guest and what his source is saying the intel is, allegedly. And again, we're reporting this because we've seen from behind the scenes saying the white al-Qaeda, you know, the evil white guys are going to attack and they're the new enemy, to now the full rollout in TV, in fiction, in nonfiction, in news. They're setting it up.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying the way they've always done before.
Well, I tell you, this is bold of Doug Hagman and his federal law enforcement source. It's bold to come out with this because they'll be able to probably track it back. It's bold to name names because, I mean, I know who Valerie Jarrett is. I don't know this other person. And this is what his source is saying. He heard from sources. So getting past the names, the point is we see a massive PR buildup, demonizing libertarians, constitutionalists, saying we're terrorists, FEMA training videos everywhere about it, all these top White House people saying, boy, it'd sure be great to have a terror attack and blame it on our enemies. And they have a history of it with Oklahoma City, the deputy attorney general intimately involved in the cover-up, bare minimum of that. That came out in court, running fast and furious to blame the Second Amendment. So they're prime suspects. That's why I'm going with this, and we need to be able to turn this around. Why do you, I mean, going over your source, did they say, because the quote is going hot, it's going hot, which in military terms, for those that don't know, means into a hot war. I mean, it's about to, all hell's about to break loose, to basically break it down. I mean, give us the data dump. Did your source say there's any way to stop it? How does it tie in with the sex scandal? I know that's happening.
Yeah, and if I may, just briefly, Alex, not that you need my endorsement in any way, shape, or form, but let me just say this so people understand where I'm coming from. I've got a lot of I have 27 years in the investigative business. I've got a lot of law enforcement contacts. I used to hear what you were telling, what you were saying on the radio, and for instance, about Oklahoma City and other issues. And I would think, you know what, there's no way, there's absolutely no way that Alex Jones can be correct on this. And I want to apologize to the people I've talked to and perhaps influenced into that way of thinking, because, you know, when you take the blinders off and you start looking at this as a normal investigation, oh yeah, now we're finding everything that you've been saying, everything that Steve Quayle's been saying. I used to fight him hard, tooth and nail. I was a bad student, you know, with him. But I got to tell you something. For those listening out there who doubt in any way, shape, or form what you're saying and what you've been saying, don't doubt it, because look, we've done the investigation. You've done the investigation. And I got to tell you something. It's not, I mean, it's everything you say it is, and it's everything that we're saying it is. Now, to answer your question, the source that I've got said, look, I cannot right now, for a lot of reasons, because he is a valuable informational and operational asset for the resistance, if you will, I cannot do anything overtly, come out to go to the press and say, here's what's happening. Because there's no documentation that's available. The way these people are setting this up, when I say these people, I'm referring to the communications between the White House and the Department of Homeland Security. They're not stupid. There's nothing on paper. There's nothing. They're not leaving a trail. They're not leaving any documentation. This is not 1972, 73 Watergate.
How does your source discover this? Did he say that?
Yeah, initially by accident, and being in the right place at the right time, and he overhearing something, and then befriending a certain individual within the major part of the Homeland, or within the upper echelon of Homeland Security, within that leadership realm, and because of that, because he was able to infiltrate, if I guess that's the best word. Then he found himself involved of late looking at the sex scandal that you talked about, and how that plays into this whole thing. You know, the sexual perversion surrounding Janet Napolitano, and the fact that people, because they are involved in this.
And as you know, the feds are now trying to block the suit being public and block new documents and discovery, which right. Shows they're guilty of sin.
That, exactly.
Can you tell us what your source said the sexual stuff is?
Well, you know, it's there's different levels, but one of where it affects my source and one of the issues.
Yeah, don't name names, but just what type of stuff.
Right. You're talking about promotions based on sexual performance. You're talking about promotions based on and access. This is
well, that's admitted. Well. I mean, they call them in and say perform.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly certain. You know, what is open source and what's not.
I will stay there. Let's come back and talk about it on the other side, and then get into this false flag. What type of false flag it could be? What we should look for. But we know they tried to provocateur race riots with the Trayvon Martin thing. I mean, they had the Justice Department in there. That came out. So they're going to try to pull something, folks. We're trying to stop it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. I am Alex Jones. your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video right now. Now, I want to go back to our guest here in just a moment. Don't ever forget that this broadcast is listener-supported. We're not like George Soros and MSNBC that get banker bailout money, or MSNBC that gets $500 million in job stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow a raise so she can say that your family's bad and your guns are bad and freedom's bad and tyranny's good. We're supported by you. And I've done it. I've hired the six new reporters. Four of them are here now. Two more are coming in the next few weeks. Linda West others, Mr. Knight. And we are busting our hind ends to expand the amount of documentaries, the amount of reports, the amount of research, the nightly news, the newspaper. I've hired the seven people for that. I mean, we are off to the races here, putting the capital you give us in. But to take the risk of expanding, we need more and more coal to come in so we can put it. Most people don't want coal under their stocking. We want coal because we're putting it in the furnace to drive the locomotive. We're going to run over the New World Order in the info war. And we are going 110% right at them. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. Both URLs take you to the same place. And you can find ProPure water filters, the best gravity-fed filters, at 10% below anybody else's price. You cannot find a lower price. We already had the lowest price. We're the number one seller. I just say 10% off with the promo code WATER at checkout. You can also call 888-253-3139. If you want to order ProPure or LifeStraw or any of the other products we carry, everything I personally have researched and I use myself, again, that's 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or link through at the little shopping link at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, that said, we also carry all the best books, videos, materials. I don't like Obama. I'm not knocking 2016, but I sent reporters last night to cover it, David Ortiz and Rob Jacobson, and they said basically, you know, it's that Obama is going to overthrow us with the Muslims. Maybe that, I should not think that was a joke. Maybe they're running Al-Qaeda. Maybe, I guess an Al-Qaeda attacks us. They use that to take our rights away. But the point is, it's just kind of neocon fare. We're seeing explosive sales of the Obama deception right now because of the interest of just that film alone. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got Nullification about 10th Amendment states' rights as a solution to tyranny. Behold a Pale Horse, the new film of Charlie Daniels. We've got Why in the World Are They Spraying with Chemtrails, Dreams of My Real Father about Obama, The Greater Good Exposing Deadly Vaccines, Farmageddon, The Attacks on Farms, the Toronto hearings on 9/11, Indoctrination about the brainwashing in schools, A Noble Lie about the staged terror of Oklahoma City, Scientists Under Attack on GMO, The American Dream film. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And with that, I am done. Again, get the new free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just sign up. We'll send you the free magazine, e-version, the daily updates, everything right there on the site. Now, I'm going to try to shut up now ahead of Steve Quayle coming on because I brought up some of my questions. But we're not just in a vacuum saying Obama's going to stage stuff. And I want to get back into what your source said, every little piece of data, without you and I going back and forth with provisos here with our guest, who I believe, you know, has this source. You've put out a lot of good info in the past. This is what my sources are saying, but more vague. Just we're told get ready for all you know what to break loose in late October, early November. Again, and if we're successful in backing off, they'll say, you said this was going to happen. I'm not saying that was going to happen. I'm saying this is what our sources are saying. I mean, our source on the Olympics was confirmed to be a famous TV producer who did infiltrate, and they later admitted it was a security disaster, and they were told something was going to happen. But they do this quite often. My issue is, did we back it off, or was it a psyop? I don't know. But they're gearing up 400 million bullets, 1,400,000,000 bullets, armored checkpoints, tanks driving around everywhere, giant black armored vehicles everywhere, surveillance going in, all sorts of federalization, police being given federal ID cards. They're saying they're getting ready for financial collapse in the Washington Post and Fox News. I mean, all this is there. And so I'm saying we better be concerned because the stars are aligning with the Iran situation. Israel's saying they may attack in October or November. We've got the election, so they love October surprises. We've got all these things lining up, and my gut is saying danger Will Robinson. You know, Robbie the Robot, whenever something's approaching, there is something approaching from the southwest. I mean, I'm saying this is the season of it. And I see the preparation, the hyping, the pushing, the conservatives, the libertarians, the talk show hosts like Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Glenn Beck, and they're gonna cause violence. They're planning an overthrow. And then you've got a group that's been caught doing false flags. Let's not forget they did Fast and Furious. We would be insane with sources like the one our guest has to not be concerned. So I want you to continue here, Doug Hagmann, and I want to give out your website as well, HomelandSecurityUS.com, where you break down what's really happening with Homeland Security, HomelandSecurityUS.com. You've got the floor for the next 20 minutes ahead of Steve Quayle joining us. Why do you think they're so bold and talking about how false flags will help them in front of us on TV like we don't hear them? What is that? Or is that just pure criminal hubris? And then you've got the floor. Tell me everything your source said.
Well, okay, starting from what you just said, Alex, the boldness, that bothered me a lot, because when I deal with the criminal element, they're very covert, they're quiet, the conspiracies are underneath, under the cloak of darkness. Why are we hearing about this so openly? And I think one of the reasons is that people don't get it, or there's this normalcy bias. There's this tendency for people not to believe it. And I asked my sources too. I said, number one, why now? Why can't you, for example, go public? And he came back and said, well, what do you think I'm doing? I am going public. I am telling you. I'm trying to get the word out. You know, it's not like I can go down to the New York Times and they're going to print this. We have to use people like yourself. And of course, I've known this person for a long time. But that said, I do believe that it's out in the open, because it's almost as if no one really cares. I mean, no one, or they don't believe it, or even if it does happen, they won't believe the origin of it. Now, what is it? What are we talking about, for example? And I asked my source, okay, what should we be looking for? And he said, frankly, I'm not sure. Because the talk among the high-level people that he has access to has been pretty vague, purposely vague. Now, as I understand it, as he understands it, there are a couple of different potential possibilities. When he said, all right, it's going hot, and those were his words, and he was very adamant about this. He said there has been approval from the White House sources, from the White House people, to go ahead with a plan. Whether it's plan A, it could be a racially triggered event, plan B, an economic triggered event, or plan C, staging, for example, riots in different cities. They've got the personnel to do this, too. That was the other thing. And Alex, I'm giving you information that I withheld from any written article because I knew I was going to be doing some interviews. But look, when they've got the people to engage in provocative type of activities, to storm a county courthouse, to storm a federal building in opposition or because of some protest or whatever, or even to storm facilities in Washington. Remember that shooting at the White House here not too long ago. My source said, for one person in particular, Ms. Jarrett was very upset that was not played up better in the media, because here it is, most likely a white gun owner shooting at the house of a black president. Obama wasn't even in the White House. Again, they're trying to make this a racial issue. And So it, the trigger event, the actual event that's being talked about, it's rather vague, but, look, it's going to be something that's going, the intent here, according to my source, and I took copious notes when I spoke to him on a couple of different occasions. The intent is to really galvanize that chasm, that difference between the races or the classes, whatever it might be, to make sure that there is white versus black or white versus whoever, okay, where the gun owning Christian pro-constitutionalist, they are going to, everything that you pointed out in the MIAC report, the returning veterans, that threat, there's going to be that common threat of that threat involved in whatever staged event there is. And again, this does fit and comport with, as you've stated in the past, the New World Order agenda. And I asked my source this as well. I said, is Obama behind this? I mean, is this just Obama? And he said, I don't think so. He said, I don't think so, because again, the information that he's got access to does suggest some level of higher involvement. And again, I'm thinking, how much higher do you go than Obama if we're talking specifically about Obama? And of course, there's the New World Order factor, and something I never thought existed, but it certainly does. And you've proven that time and time again. So that's what we're looking at, Alex. And I'm not sure I could be any more specific as to what what the event is going to be.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can imagine they're all wondering, are we still going to be here? And they say, yeah, don't worry, there's going to be a crisis very soon, and we're going ahead with it. And that's basically what your source said, because they're on Chris Matthews not once but twice saying we need a big catalyzing event to reconnect. Another show a year ago, we need a mass shooting to reconnect, and it's a White House official saying this on the show. We see the fundraising memos, the Tides Foundation letters saying there's going to be an event and it's going to be blamed on talk radio. We see them. We see Bill Clinton telling USA Today, my reelection to Oklahoma City had brought us together. I mean, we know that Robert Shapiro, in fact, guys, type this in. Robert Shapiro says only terror attack will save Obama. Show the Financial Times of London on screen. I don't want to just be saying this. I know we've shown it hundreds of times, but we haven't shown it today. I want to show people where he says, barring, this is a quote, a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, the president is not going to get reelected. I mean, why are they saying this publicly? I mean, it's like they're saying, we need it, we need it, we need it, as if we're dumb and don't see this.
Yeah, and this is one thing, too. I've talked at length with the author Marinka Peshman, author of The Whistleblower. And in fact, she's going to be on our program tonight. But I've talked with her, and she said people have to understand the Clintons, number one, have never left power, have never left the Washington power structure. And number two, the Clintons are interwoven within the Obama power structure. They're advising Obama, and how well that they use the Oklahoma City tragedy, the bombing there, how well that they massaged put the blame on talk show hosts, radio talk show hosts, the conservative hatred of conservatives, or not even conservatives, but the hatred of those who would dare expose their tactics. This is where the Obama administration is getting their information from, and I've got to tell you, it's big. I mean, the influence is huge, but when you come down to the logistics of such an operation here, once again, we were striving together to try to figure out if we don't have we've got pages of their playbook. We've got their operational playbook, but the plays themselves, we only have bits and pieces of the plays. We know, for example, again, it's going to be either racial or economic. It's in terms of a trigger event, and I'm trying to be as precise as possible, But, you know, not just operating off of the information that we have. So, I mean, it's something that, again, my source says, look, there is something here. We've heard the discussions. He's heard the discussions. He's heard the meeting where they said, okay, it's a go. It's going to go hot. But beyond that, is in terms of when exactly, I wish I could say, you know, it would be October 10th or 12th, or I wish I could say it would be, you know, an attempted whatever. I can't. I don't have that information, nor does he. Now, on the other hand, I will say this. He is working to mitigate, and you pointed this out, and I think this is important for people really to understand. And Steve Quayle, by the way, who's coming on, his sources are saying the very same thing your sources are saying, my sources are saying. Of course, my DHS source is saying, look, we are working. There are some people here are working to stop this, to throw a monkey wrench into this, into the workings. I know that we don't have a whole lot of information, but we do know the operational guidelines and operational tactics of DHS. That said, we know what we can possibly do when the time comes. We'll know it when we see it, and we're going to try to act accordingly to mitigate whatever it might be. So there is hope. And as you said, if nothing happens, well, people can say, boy, it was Doug Hagman. He's a Looney Tune. Well, okay, you know, consider over the last 8 years or even the last...
No, I hear you. We got to go to break. But if it does happen, then they'll try to spin it as well. But at least you did what you needed to. The Financial Times of London article was Obama Faces Growing Credibility Crisis. And in it, Robert Shapiro, White House advisor, is quoted as saying the stuff about a new Oklahoma City 9/11. And there's also videos on the news breaking it down. Just type that in and you will get it. And Paul Watson also wrote an article about it with the quotes in that.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here is one example of more than nine. I was counting them up during the break that I could just find during the break. Nine TV shows, letters, public statements. Obama Faces Growing Credibility Crisis. Robert Shapiro quoted Financial Times of London. Here's the quote. This is one of nine times. Every time I search this, I find new ones I didn't know about. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. Yeah, he's an advisor. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he can do that. Now, they go further, other advisors, saying they're going to blame it on us. And we played those clips in the last hour. And we're talking right now to the head of the Northeast Intelligence Network, Doug Hagman. He's on with us right now. Doug, you got cut off because these are hard breaks when they're, you know, the satellites fire at a certain time. Last time I had Salente on, people made a, not Salente, but others made a fake controversy that he was starting to get into a subject. And I go, oh, got to go to break. I mean, they're hard coded at, you know, we come in at 8 after, go out at 20 after, go out at 30 after, come in at 33, go out at 50, one, you know, come back at show. Here we are. We got about 6 minutes right now, 5 minutes right now. Then we're going to break at the end of the hour. That's a conspiracy too. No, this is the real conspiracy. What's happening. You were trying to talk about how, hey, if it doesn't happen, they can say, oh, Doug Hagman's wrong. You didn't get to finish. So restate what you were trying to say, that thought.
Well, just to expand upon what you said earlier, and I think this is so important. I think really people have to understand this, is that, you know, the more sunshine, the more disinfectant we can pour on this, these plans, and whatever we can shine, whatever light we can shine on these plans, helps to mitigate, to offset and to upset their plans.
There's a reason Homeland Security in a four-year document is spying on Infowars.com and this show, and they're worried about our reports about false flags. Isn't that interesting that they're really looking at that?
You know, when I saw that, Alex. I looked at that and I thought, wow, you know, really, what's behind this? What would be their motivation? And again, now you were named specifically, I believe, when we talked before, you were named as a subject of InfoWars, Prison Planet, Alex Jones. Your entire enterprise was named as a surveillance subject, a subject of surveillance.
Yeah, and it said basically that I'm kind of a terrorist and I'm an extremist and I'm dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wondered why. I mean, I was thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, exactly why? What are we talking about here? And Alex, I think that you're right on the money with this. I do believe that you're getting very close when you talk about false flags and the government involvement in this, because people like me, just a few years ago, man, I thought it was nuts. I didn't believe this. But now, again, you're convincing a lot of people.
Well, it's not just me, though. It's the facts coming out. True. How bad does it hurt the globalists that they're getting caught in things like Fast and Furious?
Oh, look, it's a game changer. But you also see, too, with Fast and Furious, you've got a U.S. attorney that won't pursue the criminal contempt and civil contempt charges against Holder. You know, what do you do? And see, this is another thing that my source did tell me. They've got the perfect arrangement right now. They've got the guy in the Justice Department, Eric Holder, on their side, a red diaper baby, right along with Obama and Jared and all these people. So this is the perfect time to go through and to implement.
Well, yeah, that's the word from people I know that are really well connected who know Romney's bad news. They say, look, at least it rearranges the chairs. Obama's got his criminal syndicate in there. If he gets back in, he's never leaving because he won't be facing re-election. It takes these presidents time to get their power structure in. We need to reshuffle the deck just to get the whole system confused.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Steve Quayle's coming up in the next segment, finishing up with Doug Hagmann of the Northeast Intelligence Network. Private investigator. And you can visit his website, HomelandSecurityUS.com, HomelandSecurityUS.com. Got about 5 minutes left here, Doug. We were just getting into the fact that, Fast and Furious is a game changer. The documents came out. They did it to blame the Second Amendment. That's even on CBS News. So it is a game changer, but now nothing can even be done. They're just sitting there. That's why they'll probably even have election fraud. Not that I think Romney's good, but I don't think, I mean, he's more of a globalist with white gloves on. With Obama, you're dealing with like absolute Chicago mafia type stuff where they are nasty, nasty, nasty. And again, I'm not saying stuff won't get even more hellish with Romney, but probably will. But I don't see Obama going anywhere. I mean, is that what your source is getting at? Is they're going to pull some chicanery?
Exactly. And that's, boy, that is so key, Alex. I'm glad you mentioned that because what my source said, there are too many people, and I'm looking at my notes here, almost trying to quote him. There are too many people who want a seat and are guaranteed a seat at the Obama table that if he loses, they would lose that seat. That they obviously want to work overtime to ensure that Obama does not remains in the White House, I should say. That's the key. That's the objective here. We do know, of course, that you've got the different side of the coin, that being Mitt Romney, ultimately answering to the same higher powers. But with Obama, you've got, look at it this way, you've got a straight interstate highway going right to the objective. With Romney, you might have a little detour and kind of a more scenic route to the same
a more scenic route to hell.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I Yeah, but that's, you know, with Obama, you've got the holder Justice Department that's not going to change if Obama stays, and you've got all of these people with the anti-Second Amendment people, and as you mentioned before, and people have to understand the amount of ammunition, just to put this in perspective, could fill 63 Olympic-sized swimming pools. This is just under the Obama administration. 63 sized Olympic swimming pools.
Five bullets per person.
Right. So something is up. I mean, obviously something is up. Now, the argument on the other side is, well, they've always ordered ammunition. No, they haven't. This shot up after 2004.
Yeah, they've never even ordered. I looked it up. They've never ordered 10% of this in a year.
Exactly. So, you know, and again, you know, Steve Quayle, his sources, exactly the same information, or relatively the same information, different sources, but the same.
We've had police call up that I later talked to, but I confirm are officers, breaking down, crying on air because they've been told martial law in September. Now, again, that doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they're talking about calling in the military, calling in airstrikes on citizens. I mean, what are they? Man, I'm freaked out. I mean, I hope there's some way to turn this around. In closing, did your source think this could be turned around? Obviously, kind of in a way, he came to you, so he wants it to get out there.
Yeah, and he said the only way, in his mind, the only way that this could be turned around is through extensive exposure. On the other hand, there are some patriots within the federal government and at various, in the rank and file, you know, obviously the rank and file, but various mid-level departments who are working, who know what's going on, and they're attempting to change things, the Oath Keepers, so to speak. So, you know, there is a possibility.
Well, Doug, we're going to get Steve Quayle up, but I know he's got some announcements to make, but I want to hold you there because I want to ask Steve if he's got any questions or comments for you. You're very polite to stay with us. Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com coming up. Boy, he sounded wild 15 years ago talking about this stuff. Now it's happening.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us for the rest of the hour here on this Wednesday, the 29th day of August 2012, is Steve Quayle, talk show host, best-selling author, written Blueprint for Survival, Investment Perspectives on Precious Metals, and so many others. But I remember him talking about chimeras and cross-species clones 15 years ago and going, yeah, right, and now it's mainstream news. So one area, though, where you can't debate with him is he's been 100% accurate saying foreign troops, Russians, others were training out in Colorado and places, and now it's mainstream news. Russian special forces, Russian aircraft practicing fighting terrorists in America. That was in the Associated Press 2 days ago. We can put that, guys, type that in. People won't believe it. People watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, for radio listeners, I want to get the exact headline. It's like Russian Air Force to fight terrorists in drill in America. I mean, it's so crazy how they're just acclimating us. And it doesn't mean they're going to come get us tomorrow. It's this global government. It's the military being told, you're under NATO and UN command now, and Congress being told, sit down, shut up, by the Joint Chiefs and the chairman and Obama in open letters. It's the announcements on CNBC that we've been taken over by foreign banks and we're slaves to a global government. Those are quotes. You've heard me play it probably 50 times. In the last few months, hundreds of publications announcing, you know, we're under a world government. It's authoritarian for your own good. That's the Financial Times of London right there with the Bilderberg Group member saying that. There's Cyber News Service, CNS News. Russian Americans take part in joint Air Force counterterror drill. See, there you go. I mean, it's all getting Twilight Zone right now. It's all getting Twilight Zone because they want to just suspend disbelief, get everybody's normalcy bias going, where we'll put up with anything, like the TSA fishing around in our wives' and children's underwear. I mean, it is amazing what we'll put up with. Now we have Obama people on Hardball, on other shows saying we need new shootings, we need new bombings. This will help get Obama reelected. I played those clips in the first hour. We have all these quotes about a new terror attack to be blamed on our enemies will save us. They don't say they're going to do it, but they leave one degree of saying they're going to do it. They're like, gee, a terror attack would sure help, and don't worry, one's coming. So now we've got Mr. Hagman's source that fits in with my police sources, and my Homeland Security sources are too scared to talk to me now. They say everything's surveilled. I mean, I've got to go meet somebody in a field if I want to, and that's too dangerous because somebody could be posing as some of my sources. I've got them in state police, FBI, Justice Department, federal marshals. In the old days, it was still fun and games until they get death threats when they talk to me. I mean, stuff's being listened to, folks, okay? That's come out. They've got the NSA not spying on foreign terrorists, on people in government. And somehow you've got to, in fact, I should ask Hagman that because he's about to leave us in a moment, but I wanted to bring Steve Quayle up if he had any questions. For Doug to have the two kind of dovetail together here at the end of our talk with Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, that this is all coming to a head. And we would be crazy to not be concerned about a false flag when this is when the season of that is upon us. So Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com joins us because I remember him 2 years ago saying they're going to weaponize drones and use our GPS coordinates to use them against us. Comedy Central played the clip of him on the show and said we were insane. Now it's mainstream news that they're using autonomous drones and predators and reapers and what's that other one? Global Hawk, armed, flying around in the future. I wish Steve Quayle was wrong. But more and more, I've got to say, wow, even the stuff that I, because he's always been a great mind, incredible talker, you know, great guy to listen to, but you're still kind of like, oh, come on, Steve. And then now it's like, is the other stuff he's saying true? I mean, I know he believes it, but I'm like, my gosh, I know he has these sources, but are they feeding him disinfo? I hope so. I hope this isn't true. Steve Quayle, I don't know how much of the last hour you heard, but what's your take on it all?
Well, right now, Alex, we are absolutely under full-scale occupation by foreign troops under the guise of United Nations, NATO. It is the New World Army. What you've warned about, what you've posted videos about, what Doug writes about, it's all in play now. And you know, it's amazing because the level of denial and normalcy bias is so accelerating. In other words, I would have thought that all of our combined efforts and all of our would wake more people up. Now, granted, some people are waking up, but all you have to do is realize that the mainstream media is the inoculation mechanism to totally destroy your brain and keep the people from coming to the knowledge of the truth. And here's what the truth is. We are under occupation by the foreign governments. You just talked about the Air Force. The Russians are here. The three statements that they've made publicly, now they're in NORAD, one of our most top secret command centers. They're absolutely supposedly going after the CIA headquarters in Denver as an exercise and the NSA in Utah. The point is, if this wasn't just out of the America's series, I don't know what is. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, all of the critics and shills out there are trying to keep the biggest secret from you in the world. We are under communist, global, Luciferian occupation, soon to go into full-scale warfare. And all that we've warned about, all that we've said is going to happen, the militarization of the police, obviously Alex's appearance at the Bilderbergers, showing you in living color that these entities, I'm going to use that word, Alex, entities exist. The point is, it's rape, pillage, and plunder the United States is going under. Now, I'm not a fatalist. I'm a realist. But you know what it's like, Alex. You almost have to suspend belief in order to emotionally cope with some of the stuff. But when it all comes rushing to the foreground before your eyes, you can't deny it any longer. Doug's sources are not my sources. My sources are not Alex Jones's sources. You just went on a litany about people are frightened. I can tell you point blank that when generals who are four stars say that even they've got to watch what they say and they've got to be careful. Everybody is at war with each other. And so to the men and women that Doug and I addressed last night on his show that are in uniform, you must stand up for what's right. You took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Right now, Alex, we've got so many fifth column terrorists in this country. And by the way, terrorists, let me define terrorists. Terrorists is nothing more than a professional group of assassins and general mayhem inducers that are under someone's control, someone's command, and they're being paid. The bottom line is it's insanity to close the northern border with Canada. If you're an American citizen, see how you're treated when you go into Canada, and let the southern borders wide open. The head of the Border Patrol, before he quit a number of years ago, called me and said, Steve, I can't take it. They're putting my men out to slaughter. And you, Alex, have had Border Patrol guys on. We've talked about all this stuff. Listen, Doug's source and my source corroborate, and then I'll turn it over to Doug. How many, if you will, other than Mexicans, this is not an anti-Latino. My best friend in the world was a Latino, and in bless her heart, Mary Juarez. The point is that this is an anti-terrorist rant of the fifth column of full-scale warriors, professional warriors coming in through the southern border, and trust me, they speak other languages than Spanish. So Doug and I both got the same numbers of how many were coming through, and we both were in disbelief. Wasn't it, Doug, about, what, 50,000 a month?
Between 40 and 50, Steve, 1,000 a month, and that's just one specific narrow area that we know of. There could be others, but I mean, that alone is staggering to me. So, but you're 100% correct. You know, and what normal person, what normal security apparatus for the United States would allow this to happen if there was not
What does your source say the 1.4 million rounds of ammo are for?
Are you talking to me, Alex, or Doug?
Doug and Steve Quayle, just okay. Briefly, because Doug's leaving us.
Let me answer that real quick. My source is told that that's for the private army that is going to be resurrected out of the mayhem that Obama's already gone on record on. You've done shows on it, Alex. You've posted on your website, the New York Times, the Boy Scouts being trained with H&K MP5s. And I actually calculated how many weapons, how many rounds, how many magazines. And it's pretty interesting because, again, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the federalization, or let's call it even a better word, the Luciferic control of all law enforcement, global dominance, perpetual war for perpetual peace. And this is the exact setting the Bible sets up in the book of Revelation for the reign and rule of Antichrist. We are going in, Alex, and are already seeing right now the strategic placement. Those billions of rounds, and I've been in the firearms business for 30 years, so I know a little bit about the gun business, know a lot of people all over the country and world, as a matter of fact, and the source that I got it from basically stated this is for the civilian private military that will be raised up under Obama's second term in order to basically quash and crush all rebellion.
And that's one point. And the media is always 450 million, 750 million, 250 million. Since last November, it's 1.4 billion. And that's a month old. They're buying millions more. Now they're classifying it. It's blacked out. Now, we reported on that a few weeks ago. It became a national story on the new ammo. But it's giant black armored vehicles. In fact, I've got photos of them, hundreds of them. Armored pillboxes digging in. I mean, this, you can look at the architecture. It can be secret, but the public intelligence is how they're set up. This is being set up for a war against county and city government, not just against the people. When you look at the configuration, they're preparing to take over state houses. The architecture of this warfare system is pointed at the states.
Absolutely. And every single state capitol building is already marked. It's already basically the teams that are going to take those over are already located, literally, if you will.
The radio, the TV, the Pentagon admits that. The re-education camps, that document's public. Folks, the Army admitted the document we got was real and said we weren't supposed to have it, that it was restricted. Re-education camps, how to process sheet with your Social Security in America, with your number, into a stinking camp. All right, Steve Quayle is our guest right now, and we have Mr. Hagman with us as well. He's going to leave us here in just a moment. Doug, was there anything else you'd like to add or say to Steve here or ask Steve?
Well, Alex, I just want to say this. Steve has long been a good friend, and our sources now are saying the same exact thing. And I've got to tell you, this is a perfect segue into Steve's segment, because we've talked leading up to this show and compared notes. And I've got to tell you, everything that Steve is about to tell you is consistent with the information I've received from my sources. And I'll just leave it at that. And
all right, Doug, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Look, I've had police call in when they had tanks rolling around St. Louis doing urban warfare drills that they were going to stay in the future and that they were told get ready for collapse in late October, early November. And the cop broke down crying. And then later I confirmed it with other sources and confirmed the police officer and information. This is going on everywhere. Special forces operations to acclimate the military that this is okay. Steve, is it a financial collapse they're getting ready for? I mean, from your sources, how is this going to play out, and can we stop it?
You cannot stop it, and it's going to play out because it's designed. You know, not only is the love of money the root of all evil, the control of money is the control of all evil. By choking off everyone's bank accounts, you know, Alex, we talked about a little bit yesterday on your TV show, the Drudge Report carrying the story about the cyber attacks on banks, the true amount of money that has disappeared from customers' account and specific banks, over 200 banks. The real truth is never given in its totality unless you talk to the people that know, for instance, who designed the program that watches banks when they come under cyber attack. So here's how it's going to go down. And this is what I've been told, and this is what's been verified. And for the record, the verifications now will come instantly. You know that, Alex. We'll do a show, or you'll do a show, and two or three people get a hold of you, and even the people that, and I want to commend your wisdom, do not be drawn out into any field with anybody anytime, okay? They're too good at spoofing identities. They'll give you real information. And I don't know if you know this, Alex, but we really, really prayed for you and your family. I did last night on Doug Hagman's show.
I didn't know that. No, thank you.
This is not to be, you know, anything other than this. Is look, ladies and gentlemen, Alex is in obviously a position of effectuating information dispersal and change. And I'm talking change, not that will destroy the country, but will save your life. So I want those of you who understand the lateness of the hour to recognize that you asked me a question, Alex. I wish I were wrong. I wish we could stop it. The only thing that we can do right now is prepare for the worst case scenario and understand this is what I cannot get across to people. You had Graithwall on your show. 50 million people already are assigned to be assassinated when the next power play goes into place. This is it. This is a full, and I'm not apologizing.
Well, that was when he was in the Weathermen, who are like Obama's bosses. I mean, he was in the meeting, and they said, we're going to put 50 million in re-education. We're going to kill 25 million. That's pretty much standard procedure. But that was back in the 70s. Now their plan, you're saying, is to kill even more.
Yeah, 50 to 78. Let me tell you something that's interesting. This is deep background, Alex. And for those of you that want to confirm this to Alex, the president of the United States met with Russian generals at Nellis Air Force Base under the cover of a recent Nevada campaign event. In other words, when you've got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, our country is sold out. And Nellis is where a lot of the Russians are entering the U.S. by air, and then they're being dispersed by bus all over the country, Minneapolis, St. Paul. And again, Alex, I just want to share something. I've gone to a 24/7 format on my website. This is critical. When I get news updates like this, I post them on my Q alerts. The Q alerts is on the right-hand side of my website. I used to be, you know, only updating like once a day, and that won't work and hasn't worked for some time. So I've gone to being able to post myself and have others that post. So the Q alerts on my website is where all the important stuff happens. And so what I'm telling you point blank from the deep background, and I will share this, someone who was at Nellis and saw it happen, you have the President of the United States, when he reached over and told Dmitry, wait until the second term, and I've got more leeway. You even did you mentioned that on one of your shows. The bottom line is Medvedev said, I will share with Vladimir your statement. So the point is that we have now a if you will, an astonishing amount of foreign troops in this country, and most of the American troops are outside the country. And again, this is open source stuff that's verified by Doug's sources, my sources, Greg Evenson's sources. Our fighting men in Iraq and in Afghanistan are sitting ducks. And Ahmadinejad has even talked about with the Pakistani ISI. Things are going bad there, but they're talking about taking out our troops over there. So,
all right, stay there, Steve. I want to come back and talk about this because I understand the globalists are all linked at the hip at the highest levels, but the Russians, the West is trying to overthrow Putin right now. So I want you to explain that to me from your source. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Move so quick around here. Yesterday, Eric Brose has been on the show a few times of Houston Free Thinkers. I went down and spoke at one of their rallies to end the Fed last year. He's been on a few times as a guest. They protested the TSA running checkpoints in Houston. The city was forced to remove them. They got detained by Homeland Security and TSA. There's video of that. He told me about it yesterday. So the video was coming. He emailed it to us. Steve Watson now has it up. We'll get him on tomorrow or maybe even tonight from Tampa. But it just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalist. And this is part of a pattern now where they even know who you are. It was like the We Are Change reporter, Julio, up in Chicago, showed DHS running checkpoints. A week later, they came up to him on the street and said, "We're watching you. We saw your video. You don't do that in America." So this is all just off the charts, insane, how out of control. These videos are pretty amazing. They're up at Infowars.com. Video, TSA takes over bus station in Tampa. DHS agents threaten journalists. That's the latest breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We'll have some clips of those videos tonight on Infowars Nightly News. And we'll get, again, Mr. Brose on very quickly, either tonight or tomorrow from Tampa. And we're also going to be following the hurricane, hope the levees don't break. We haven't gotten back with our reporter source, Charles, who reported on us during Katrina. He said one of the levees had broken in the area he was at. They're saying water's going over the levees. We're going to continue to track that. Going back, remember Steve Quayle 15 years ago talking about weather weapons. Now that's admitted. Look, Steve, here's the deal. I know you're a smart guy. You have a lot of sources because you've been around forever. I'm not denying that you believe this. You talked about Russian troops secretly training. Now that's admitted. Bizarre. We're in the land of bizarre. The government shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize things and blame the Second Amendment, a false flag. But we see Soros and others trying to overthrow Putin. We see that destabilization campaign. I know the globalists are running the Chinese government, but the Russians, from my evidence, there's some type of split. I know that they fight with each other, and I know the globalists like to balance countries against each other, but I know the U.S. troops are not being led into these secret Russian bases, their NORAD equivalent. So what is going on? I mean, you're now saying you think that, I mean, I know they say in NLE09 that they would use foreign troops in America. I know they say they're doing anti-terror drills with the Russians. I mean, how would they trigger this? How would they get away with it? I mean, I could see our military under foreign command or mercenaries mixed in with foreigners, but and we've seen the drills for that, but how would they get away with Russian troops? I mean, that's what you're saying, your source? Because, I mean, that would unify Americans, Russian troops.
Well, unfortunately, it won't, because the bottom line is that even our military, most of the good guys have either been outed or outed or assassinated. Here's the thing, Alex, and this is something that most people don't understand. Even though there seems to be a consensus amongst the Western European, U.S., and some of the Asian and Middle Eastern countries, Russia and China, a number of years ago, got together and signed a secret accord. And for the record, 1 year before that meeting took took place. A guy by the name of Dmitry Duduman, you've probably read of his prophecies, D-U-D-U-M-A-N, saw the meeting, and they basically had, and this isn't word for word, but overview. This will answer your question specifically. They were aware, and they were going to play along with the Americans on their New World Order until the chance came where they could take us out, take us down, and the United States has already been divided up between the Russians and the Chinese. Henry Groover, A.A. Allen, I posted these on my website, Dreams and Visions. I mean, we're talking visions of Russians and Chinese invading the United States from 60 years ago. And so now the thing is, and you know, Stanislav Lunev, Viktor Suvorov, all the different defectors have written books. The number one thing they said, they would be able to succeed because their friends in the government would allow them to pre-position their men and materials ahead of the takeover. Now, let me make this clear to everybody in the military, even those who are side by side. Some friends of mine in a southern state, I won't give the state away, Vietnam vets, God bless every veteran out there, Vietnam, every war vet out there, I want to thank you guys. One of them spoke Russian, and they saw a joint tactical exercise taking place. And fortunately for their skills learned the jungle, they were able to track the Russians. When the American counterparts, which I think were out of Fort Bragg, left, they overheard the Americans, the Russians in Russian stating, these Americans, once we have put down their enemies, we put them down. And they were laughing, giving each other high fives and shaking their heads, saying that the very people they're training with, they're going to turn their weapons on them. Now, Alex, that's from eyewitnesses who speak Russian, having heard it.
Well, Larry Grafwald, who was in the top weatherman meetings with the big union chiefs, they said, we're going to bring in Chinese and Russians once we've taken over. And it all sounds so crazy, but then they're drilling in anti-terror with the Russians. And so it's basically the foreign bankers may do a double take and a triple cross, you're saying, and then do this. But there's a problem. As Admiral Yamamoto said, there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. No one I know would put up with foreign troops.
Well, they're putting up with them, Alex. We're putting up with them. The point is that, let me share this with you. If you go back and do a little history on Spetsnaz, when I first started writing my book, real quick, the 60-second version, Breathe No Evil and Blueprint for Survival, I was really into the Soviet defense policies. Obviously, I was Alexander Lebed was murdered. He was taken down. He's the one that came and testified to the Weldon Committee. I was in a week away from interviewing him, okay? General Lebed was basically the national security advisor for Boris Yeltsin. To make a long story short, the night he got killed, I said on George Norrie Coast to Coast, I said it was either George or Art that he was murdered. Well, his brother came out a week later. But understanding Russian defense policy and civil war was my forte and my take. I was friends with someone whose business partner was the sister of one of the highest ranking members of the KGB. As a matter of fact, the man that ran it before he died. So the point I'm trying to make in this is they're already here. What can Americans do right now? We've seen the pre-positioning and the strategic placement of military arms and armament. We've seen A-10s. We're seeing helicopter gunships in downtown. And see, Alex, you know, you can put up the videos on Infowars.com, and I can put them up and link to your stuff, but people don't get it. Why are they practicing urban warfare in the cities of America? And the bottom line is, it's you, it's me, it's the Americans that are in their targets. And the point is that when Graithwell said that years ago on the Weather Underground, now the number of people they're talking about taking out on the red list is 50 to 75 million people. And in those days, Alex, is one thing to say, well, there's, you know, 300 million Americans with, or 300 million guns in America, blah, blah, blah. But the drones and the total information awareness and the constant surveillance and the license plate readers and all that stuff.
By the way, here's the new purchases just in the last few days. On top of the $1.4 billion, the U.S. Forest Service is asking for another 85,000 rounds of .40 caliber, 150,000 rounds of .223, 10,000 cartridges of 12-gauge, 10,000 of other types of 12-gauge, 9mm, 45, 38, And again, there's so many thousands of pages of these, I can't even read all the stuff they're getting. I mean, that's just reading one of them. It's just pouring out the weapon systems to be used against us. No one can deny that.
Well, right. And here's something coming in while we're on the air. Someone's listening to us. He says he's talked to the government contractor for 30 years. This is just in right now. And they are ordering much more than what is publicly on the Fed BizOps website. Everything has been told to be kept under wraps now, like the 3/4 of a ton of C4. Gee, Alex, you remember when Oklahoma blew up? You and I were screaming our lungs out, not together, but independently on our different shows. And then, you know, together we got together on a couple shows. And obviously 9/11 too. So 3/4 of a ton of C4, and you're talking about a false flag.
Now, let me stop you guys. Type in, I forgot to cover that yesterday. The TSA just ordered massive amounts of C4. It is unbelievable. We're going to be covering that tonight. Guys, type in TSA orders C4, and they claim it's for training. You don't need, you need a thimble amount to train dogs. You don't need giant, you know, containers of it.
Alex, here's what I want people to understand. You have to have the mentality now. You are under an occupation by foreign troops, and the enemy is you. The enemy is me. Look, I don't get a predator over me at 100 feet because, you know, they want to show me their newest technology. That's telling me a message. When Greg, I got to tell you something. This is really critical. If I could say nothing more, this should tell everyone. I had a lieutenant colonel in my office 2 years ago in Montana from Northcom. He was in the psychological operations. He was a Christian, Alex, and he came with tears in his eyes, and he said, Steve, he said, I want to share something with you. I'm scared for where we're heading. He said, when you, and he mentioned you, Alex, and he said, the guys that have warned and warned, we assign cyber warriors to go out and undermine, to place they do everything in their power. But then he said something that startled me, Alex. He said, Steve, I've seen the plans for the U.S. Air Force to bomb, and here's his words, carpet bomb, five states specifically, Kentucky, Texas, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. I said, why those states? He said, those are the states that they feel they'll have the most trouble with. And then Greg Evenson, within, I think, 2 days, and this was separate and apart from me, he did not know that. A very short period of time, he gets a call from one of his general friends, and they call it yard farming, okay? Now, that's innocuous. Yard farming is basically when they send a Hellfire missile through my front door, and the Lord rebuke them, and may all their attempts fail, and may the entire command and communication system for every drone in America that will be used against American people fail. And I in the name of the living God, may all their communications fail with those things. But the bottom line, Alex, is that yard farming, now that sounds like, well, gee, yeah, that sounds innocuous. So, again, how is it that the very military now has, and now it becomes problematic because you just threw up on your screen or told your guys to throw up on the screen, the general of the Russian Air Force or whatever, what is his name, Gordievsky or something like that, he's in Northcom's headquarters. They show a picture of him flying around a private jet. And ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. We spend trillions of dollars to, quote, arm for the eventuality of Armageddon, either against Russia or China or whoever, and now all of our enemies are here. And
who would have ever believed that they would publicly admit they run Al-Qaeda and give them weapons and 10,000 missiles in Libya and now Syria? I mean, it is reaching Fruit Loop level.
It is. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to, again, Alex, there's one thing on my website that I want everybody to go and take a look at. It's critical. It's a prophetic word from a guy named Marcus that Greg Evenson put up, and it's on my Q alerts, and I think it'll blow people's mind. It's a blueprint for what's going to happen the next 4 weeks.
Now, we've been close to crises before, and I agree there's a lot of stuff lined up, a lot of sources. Police are being told big stuff's going to happen. But, you know, there have been evidence of things going to happen in the past that didn't happen. And I believe talking about this does help reduce the fact that it, you know, could take place. I mean, I think a false flag, a financial collapse, that is probable, unless we get the word out. I mean, my goodness. I mean, how would it work? A false flag goes off. They say domestic groups did it. Oh, don't worry, the foreign troops are going to help. I mean, I know that's in all the declassified admissions now. Since NLE 09, they've admitted it. I've talked to Army officers on air where they're trained to work with foreign troops. I've been to urban warfare drills where they train with troops from six nations to take on the West Coast and confiscate guns and put us in camps. It's in my film, Police State 2000, free online. So, yes, I mean, I know it, but still, I just don't. People are so mind controlled, though. They might tell, you know, the general public that if you're not for the foreign occupation, you're a terrorist. Your neighbors might rat you out.
Oh, of course. Right. Neighbors are ratting out each other right now. Look at Jason, the first guy that was arrested because somebody heard him on talk radio. Jason was a talk show host. I think you carried this story.
I know we've had him on the show. Yeah, a popular show. He came and got arrested. Yeah. We have the Rob fella, Brandon Rob.
Yeah, and then the other guy, there's another guy named Don M. He's the one I posted that I think you linked to. The bottom line is here's what I want to share with you, Alex Jones, okay? This is a good word. You are so on the tip of the spear, but remember this, like an icebreaker, it's the bow of the ship that has to break the ice so the others can follow. But again, the hardest thing, and Alex, I got to admit, this is the hardest thing for me too, so I'm just saying, someone who does what you do, this is the hardest thing for me, to understand that the very military that have taken the oath to defend our nation against all enemies, foreign, domestic, are now, the ones that are left, are now in collusion with the invading armies that are here. And by the way, I said four weeks, so the prophecy that's on my website, Amazing Prophetic Word of the Lord from Brother Marcus, the bottom line is this guy's got something that's real. It's not the typical flaky stuff, and there's so much stuff on the internet, but what's amazing to me is it lays out the next 3 months. I said 4 weeks. 3 months. It also deals with the next 4 weeks. And I would encourage everybody to go to
that. Well, I think God is moving everybody who has discernment that we're at a key point here and that we're all in great danger because of the financial situation, the Iran situation, the funding of Al-Qaeda, the 10,000 Libyan missiles they got, and then the government arming against us and demonizing us. I just find it hard to believe that they're going to actually pull the trigger.
I know you did, but again, can I be blunt? There was a lot of stuff. For instance, Genetic Armageddon, you brought it up, and I know we're coming out on that. When I wrote Genetic Armageddon about the transhumanists and the desire for them to totally destroy the image and likeness of the living God as we were created, and I started talking about, obviously, super soldiers. Everybody's, you know, the boards were filled. Ha ha, what a joke. What a crazy guy. You know, the bottom line is...
Now it's all admitted. It's all been admitted.
It's all admitted. So what I'm trying to tell you is this, is that when Greg and I did the show last night with Doug Hagman, and as I'm doing the show with you and you had on Doug the hour before I came on, the bottom line is the tension and the panic in law enforcement, in the intelligence community, and guys going out into fields, not me. I don't meet anybody, any place, anytime. That's just my own security protocol. I violated it once and it almost cost me my life. The bottom line is that given the fact of everything, the preponderance of evidence, Alex, it's not only the scales that have to come off a man's eyes, it's the scales that have to come off our heart. These are the issues. We're trying to resolve probably the most confrontational, dangerous period in history with the emotional base that we have that, quite candidly, isn't prepared for the shock. This is going to be shock and awe, and I told everybody, you heard me say it on your show years ago, everything that's going on in the Middle East is designed to train. They're going to use those tactics against us.
Well, that's all admitted. I just don't see them, phase one in a collapse, bringing in the foreign troops. From what I've studied, they would bring in the collapse, then stage false flags, blame it on domestic groups, let the police and military be chewed up in a fight with the people, then they bring in the I-4 NATO forces, and that's on record. No matter how crazy it sounds, that is the plan. We'll be back.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
No safety.
No safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never
look into your eyes
again. Listen, folks, we can disagree about timelines. It's mainstream news. They train with troops from 15 nations to take on domestic terrorists who they say are our veterans and gun owners. That's high treason. It is public that they're arming with all these weapons against us. It's public. They're setting up face scanning. So I'm hearing Steve Quayle, and he's talking about all this evidence and stuff. He's been talking about it forever, and then I'm hoping he's wrong. I think we can disagree on timelines, but definitely stuff's getting weird. And I hope that he's wrong. I hope that none of this unfolds. But I know he wouldn't be out here saying all this if he in his heart didn't think things were being green-lighted for this. I just know I talked to a billionaire lady off record, owns a defense contractor company. 4 years ago, I've told you this story, and she said, I'm moving to the Cook Islands. And I said, why? Because of collapse. She said, the United States won't be here. And I just happened to run into her in a lawyer's office. I was there filing some stuff at the big law firm in town. She had like 50 lawyers, and she was a listener. And then I went and checked who she was after, and was like, wow, that really is who she said. I was like, why'd you tell me that? I wish I would have asked more, though. This is crazy. This is like before World War I or World War II. Everything's lining up for that. So I don't know what's going to happen in the details, but Steve, I hope you're wrong, but you've got Hagman sources. I've got police calling and crying. Later confirmed with other high-level police. They're told all what's going to break loose. What are your sources saying? How will this start if indeed they pull the trigger?
Well, Alex, they all say it started or you wouldn't have seen it implemented. But when it really gets bad is on the financial collapse. I got to spell it out to you. Imagine everybody in the United States not being able to access their bank accounts, access their credit cards, access their ATM machines. Imagine the trucks stopping. Imagine the people who are used to government subsidies being stopped. And it's going to be across the board. This is going to be affecting everyone. And then imagine that the gangs that, and you and I talked about this 10 years ago, the gangs that have been given the guns, and oh, by the way, I was a crazy when I was talking about all the Chinese arms being shipped into the gangs on the West Coast.
You said it before it was even in the LA Times, and I know, I wish I could think that you were crazy. You said that the government was arming gangs nationwide, and now that's admitted.
Right. So the point is that here's the thing. The interesting issue that everybody's got to come to grips with and really has to come to grips with is, look, I don't know the timing, and I will agree with you on one thing. In the world of special operations, when an operation is made known, everybody cuts contact with that operation. But the bottom line is that we have the U.S. complicit, and I'm talking about the military establishment right now, with the implementation of martial law, the roundups, the assassinations, everything else. But what they are not getting, look, I was the source, and I think this is what you've got to do and I've got to do. If I've been right, and if my sources have been unfailing, and the ultimate source has been God calling me to be a watchman and proclaiming, because God says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and I don't care what a person's position is, they can't argue. Look, 15 years ago, I was telling people this stuff is happening. Now a lot of people are writing books on it and everything. I don't care about that, but what I'm saying is, if it's taken people 15 years to get where I was 15 years ago, I'm trying to tell people what comes next. But the total financial collapse coordinated with an attack on Washington, D.C. and several other major cities, the potential for an EMP attack.
Okay, well, I want to hear the chain of events. Stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes so you can finish up with Steve Quayle, Infowars.com, SteveQuayle.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, 29th day of August 2012, and we got foreign troops crawling all over us, government buying billions of rounds of ammo, giant black tanks, armored vehicles. They're on the news saying, look out, the gun owners and veterans are terrorists. They're the enemy. They're going to attack any minute. It's just total bizarreness. We've got judges out in places, in Texas saying they're going to fight the New World Order. I mean, it's entering just crazy land. I wish it wasn't all happening. We've got all these different sources saying get ready for all Haiti to break loose in September. We got about 5 minutes left. Steve, lay out from your sources how this would unfold. Cyber attack, things go down, riots, and then what, we beg for the troops? I mean, what happens?
Well, they want it. They're going to they want a 2 to 4 week period where everybody turns loose on everybody. By the way, Alex, concurrent with this, the internet goes down. All communications go dead except the military communications and their high rack and all their new trunk system. And by the way, they know every single police officer, his allegiance, his alliance and his stuff. So let's say a police force has 100 officers and 5 of them are considered they're not team players. In other words, they won't go along with the New World Order. The 5 will be locked out of the trunk communication system. Everything's digital. 95 people get the order. The 5 guys will be set up for the other 95. The blue list goes into effect. That's when the foreign troops have their pre-assigned targets to assassinate. By the way, let me tell you something. When I started talking about GPSing the front doors for Hellfire missiles, a former helicopter gunship pilot called me and he said, Steve, he said, we have sealed orders and we have all our targets assigned to us in the areas that we'll be dispatched from. So understand, Alex.
Well, pilots have complained that they've been ordered to go around and practice attacking U.S. cities, not just for foreign targeting. They're practicing for U.S. cities.
Well, our U.S. individuals, and I mean, you said the other day, I think, when we were on your TV show that you had, you know, you saw a drone over you. And the point is, here's what I'm trying to get across to everybody, okay? If what's obvious, now look, what's obvious, you know, everybody's hoping, and this is where hope is good, but misplaced hope was maddening. What will make a difference? Here's what will make a difference. If every man, woman, and fighting person in the military and in the police departments understands. That's why I spend the time I do. That's why you spend.
And you're already on a list if you're a patriot. They already know. Yep. So speak out now and pray and let everybody know that there is a takeover happening. Because no one can deny the takeover's here. The question is, how severe is it?
Well, can I tell you something? It's terminally severe. You, Alex Jones, cannot interview Graithwall from the Weather Underground days and then see all of those same people now coming into play, the mentors of the current administration and all of the Obama's hierarchy. You cannot have a national law. Listen, the man of perdition, the Bible talks about, is lawlessness. And lawlessness is defined as each man doing that's what's right in his own sight. And now you've got people saying that, look, the Constitution's irrelevant, the Bill of Rights is irrelevant. And to the degree that our founding fathers said it's designed for a moral people and the people lose their morality, that's why the effective communist protocols and globalist mind speak and mind control. By the way, concurrent with all this going down, getting back to your question, that's when they turn on the Gwen Towers, okay? The electromagnetic, if you will, numbing and dumbing down, the mind control.
So that's their, well, they admitted in the major paper, it was the Baltimore Sun, 12 years ago, they bragged the CIA and DARPA had set up with the tower systems that could manipulate our minds and calm us. That was in the newspaper.
Absolutely. Under 4 hertz, you go to sleep. Over 6 hertz, you go agitated. And that's where, and please, everybody, this is not a pitch, but you've got to read my zombie series on my website. This is, Alex, when they articulate, when they integrate the radio frequency, when they turn on the power to basically energize a lot of the stuff that's been put into the chemtrail spring. I mean, they're not only talking about zombie protocols, they're talking about generating the zombie apocalypse.
And by that, you're talking about a bunch of people out of their minds running around crazy.
Yes, yes.
They can do that spraying PCP on people too. Amazing. Steve Quayle, we got to talk more as this unfolds. His website, stevequayle.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Retransmission starts now. See you on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.